What is going on, L&M family? Jesse here, coming at you with my very first solo cast. So if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new, this is the Learnings and Missteps podcast, where we typically interview amazing people that have built careers in the construction industry for the purpose of enhancing the image of careers in the trades. And so we're testing out, running a couple of experiments. And this solo cast is the first of many to come. And yeah, so what I want to talk about is the phrase, just be yourself. I'm not sure if anyone's ever told you that, but I've heard it. I've even told people that in my past, right? Like people that are caught up, stuck, frustrated with where they're at in life. And the best thing I could tell them is, well, just be yourself. Now, I know when I've heard that, it's like, what in the world does that even mean? So I've been thinking a lot about that, especially because I was like, okay, I want to do a solo cast, or I want to infuse solo casts into the menu of what we've been providing through this podcast. And for a hot minute, those thoughts came in like, well, what should it be? What are people going to say? What are people going to think? So on and so forth. And that brought me to the idea of, well, just be yourself. Well, like, again, what does that mean? And so to start, the thought that helped me get some traction around how can we help each other understand what we mean by just be yourself? And for me, it's really a matter of me not making decisions based on what I think other people might think. It's like the operative words there are think and might, right? Because I don't really know what anybody else is going to think. I can't know what people are going to think. I can make some assumptions about what they possibly may think about whatever it is I'm doing, or what it is they think about me, but I don't know. So the likelihood that they're going to think the absolute worst thing possible, the worst situation that I'm concocting in my head, is very, very low. And the only way to know is to do the damn thing, right? Now, the problem with getting caught up in what other people might think is it's like all-consuming, because there are so many variations of what anybody can think. And for me, I'm going to assume that some of y'all out there are like me or have been in this situation where you start down that road of, well, what if so-and-so is going to say this, and what if this, and what if that? And then the road just gets more slippery as we start considering all of the things that could possibly be from a negative perspective. And then when I actually do the thing, right? So now I've said, okay, what's everybody think? What are they going to say? What should I wear? How da 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 da. And then I contort my behavior to attempt to avoid all of those negative consequences of the action. And then I get feedback, because we're always going to get feedback. Sometimes the feedback is in the form of like the side eye, right? Like, what? They kind of squinch their eyebrows. You're like, oh man, they're judging me right now. And inside me, when I see that, it hurts. I don't know why they're squinching their eyebrow, but because I contorted my behavior and my thinking and my direction and my message and everything else, I am now like super hypersensitive. Why? Because I did all of those acrobatics to gain approval. And any signal other than approval hurts and creates a void, right? Starts chipping away at my self-esteem, starts chipping away at my confidence, and leaves me in a state of feeling like I'm just never good enough. Now, important, like, let's stay on track, because I don't want you going to them dark places. The fact is, all of that began with me. It all started by me attempting to fit some mold that I'm assuming that I created in my own mind. And so what does that mean? Well, it means that I can actually create any mold that I want, right? So yes, things can be negative, things can be horrible, it can be embarrassing. And what else could also be true? It could be awesome, it could be impactful, it could be meaning, it could be inspirational. So all I have to do is learn how to do that. Now, that's a little tougher. Like that one, I don't have the secret recipe for. What I do know is that I've gotten better about it through repetition. getting the reps in, doing it funky. I had a conversation with my buddy Sean Moran. Shout out, Sean Moran, what's up, baby? And we were talking about this, you know, the amount of energy and effort we put into polishing things up so that they can be perfect and everybody's going to be blown away gets you stuck. And then when you do the thing, at the end of the delivery, the really most important thing is you know how you performed. I have never, there have been very, very few times that I've done a thing and was completely content with my delivery of it the first time. Every time I do something, I find something that I can polish, something that I want to make better because I know I can do it better. But the only way to find that out is by doing the damn thing again. So how do I create the model, the form that I want to take that's going to bring me the greatest amount of joy and free me from all of that misery, all of that head garbage that quickly consumes us? So for me, it's two questions. How do I want to serve, right? Like what is the emotion? What is the impact? What is the value that I want to deliver to the person or people? What do I want that to look like? And because I have this wild imagination that can paint dark, scary pictures, I can also paint awesome, colorful, exciting pictures. It's okay. That's what I want things to look like. I want people to be engaged. I want people to laugh. I want them to experience some sentiment, and I want to be a catalyst for change. Awesome. Okay, that's part one. Part two, what brings me fulfillment? Well, when people demonstrate that I've had the impact that I wanted to have. And so if that's the model, then all I have to do is put my energy towards that and then really give myself some grace, because I know that even after I do it, and some of y'all, like, if you don't know me, I like to capture video of me doing the stuff that I do because I review it and it helps me get better. I can find things that I want to improve on. And what that does is it takes all my insecurities, like those little hot buttons that my precious, delicate little heart is covered in. It takes them away from everybody else. And the only one that can push those buttons is me. And when I push those buttons, I can use that as fuel and energy to make the thing the way I want it to be. Whatever that is. Is it my shoes? Is it my suit? Is it my haircut? Is it the speech? Is it the PowerPoint? Is it the meeting agenda? Like, when I'm making my decisions based on what I'm guessing other people might think. And so next time you hear somebody tell you, just be yourself, maybe these questions will help you. How do you want to serve, and what brings you fulfillment? So let that little kind of flippant, just be you, just be your best self, be a trigger like, oh, how do I want to serve? What brings me the most fulfillment? Because I have experienced me, like the best version of me has come from me finally understanding how I best serve and then putting my energy towards that. Now, like one last stinky truth is, even though I know how I best serve, and that's how I make my decisions and frame whatever it is I want to do going forward, that doesn't mean everybody's going to like it. Like, this Jesse flavor ain't for everybody, and that is okay. And I had to learn how to get okay with people not choosing me. And guess what? That's okay. So rather than like trying to get everybody to pick me, I know it's like Baskin Robbins out there. There's a bunch of people to pick from. You don't have to pick me. You can pick somebody else, and we could still be friends. We could still be humans. We could still make impact on other people's lives. So I'm wondering, how do you best serve? What brings you the most fulfillment? Like, how much time have you spent thinking about that? The energy that you put into discovering the answers to those questions will bring you greater reward and helps you shift the current dark place where you may have been putting all that beautiful energy of yours. And so another confession, another thing that I'm putting out there into the world that I am a little concerned about, but because I already have proof that it is causing impact, it is being a catalyst for change in people's lives, I said, heck with it, I'm gonna pull the trigger and let's see what happens. So here in the very near future, today it's August 24th, 2023, I'm going to be tinkering around with creating my very first ebook. It's going to be the electronic version of Becoming the Promise You Are Intended to Be. So be ready. I'll be posting a bunch of stuff about that, planning like a pre-order thing to get some energy out there. I'm going to price it super cheap at like $3.99 because it's a digital thing, right? And the purpose of that is to make it super, super accessible to people, because the folks that have read the hard copy, a bunch of people have reached out to me and shared how it's impacting their lives. And some of those reach outs have become very deep conversations about making significant life changes. And if I can contribute to that in some way, that's what I'm here for. So be cool, and we'll talk at you next time. Peace!